Today's Mishnah in Masechet Parah, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey. We're carrying on with our klolim that are affecting the special dinim of Parah. So first, of course, we need to know how these normal halachas of the Gezeres Derabanan, how they apply to Truma, and how they apply to Kedesh, Chul, and Meiser, like we spoke before, about Aton B'Azmayim Midivrei Torah, and how that impacts if you have a D'oraisa need of Tefillah. So we spoke about the various differences between being Paseling, or being Metane, and being Asering you for Achila. Now when it comes to the Gezeres D'Rabbanan, where there are a lot of things that Rabbanan say you need to be Toivo for, but there's absolutely no Midiraisa on it. So all of those things that they're only Ton B'Azmayim Midivrei Seferim. So remember we had cases, somebody, obviously, Eichlin Amashkin cannot be Metame and Adam. But nonetheless, we say that if you eat Eichlin Tmeim, or you drink Mashkin Tmeim, so the Rabbanan made a Takona that that's considered to be Metame. It's called Tumas Gvia, and you become Tameh. So over there, the extent of that Tumah is different than the Tumah where you're Ton B'Azmayim Midiraisa. Because over there, you're Mitameh Kodesh, and you Paso Truma, and you can make a Revi as well, but it has no impact on Chulin and Meiser, and you would even be allowed to eat the Meiser. So you're mutter b'chulin of the ma'aser. At least that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Whereas the Chachamim say, you're not allowed to eat ma'aser. The Chachamim osrim b'ma'aser, an isra of achila, not of negia, obviously, but achila of ma'aser sheni. Once you were teva, and now you have a din of a tful yon, there is no gezera at all. And it's considered as if you're completely tohar. You don't need Harif Shemesh on a Tuma Dirabona. And therefore you would be Mutar Bekulan even for Achilas Kutcher. If the original source of the Tuma was a Takana Dirabonan, and that would be you're able to eat Mamesh. The Imbala Migdash, Ben Lifnei Biato, Ben La'achar Biato, where we said before, if you went into the Beis HaMikdash before you were Tevel, you would be Chayev if it was something that is Tomei Midiraisa. Over here, you would be Potter, obviously, because the Torah never answered a Bias Mikdash where you don't have any Tuma Midiraisa. There would be no mocker for any kind of Chayev on Knesset HaMikdash where the whole Tuma was the Rabbana, and therefore, even if it was before you went to the Mikveh, you wouldn't be Chayev, it would be Aser. Mishnah Vav. Kol aton b'atmayim. Now, the general rule is whether you are midrabanan, chayev to go to the mikveh, or whether midiraisa. So far we've been discussing what the din is, lagabi kodesh, truma, and meiser. But when it comes to the mechatas, kol aton b'atmayim, anybody who needs tefillah, whether it's midivrei Torah or it's midivrei seferim, it doesn't matter. Is metame, mechatat, and efer chatat, as we've said before. And it's also metame, the person who is the maze, the mechatat, bemaga uvamasa. So it would passel and be metame that person, whether it was by touching him or whether it was by carrying him. Now, that's a little bit of a strange kind of thing to say, because normally there's no din of being metame on Adam b'masa. There's a din that a zov can be metame on Adam b'heset. And here it's calling it b'masa. Now, l'maisa the Rambam views tumas heset as being a subcategory of masa. Because basically anything in which you don't need direct contact with the thing in order to transfer tuma is coming through the halachas of just the fact that it was your weight that made the difference. You were carrying that weight, which is also the concept of hesed. But in any event, it calls it over here mas. which is different than the way we would normally refer to it. So all of this is for someone who is able to be mekabel tumah, but the din, remember, is that over here, once you go to the mikveh, there's no problem. Because the Rabbanan specifically would even be metami on purpose, and then have you go to the mikveh. That we had a machlokas rishonim, whether they would be metami you mamish midiraisa, or be metami you only with the Rabbanan, in order to be motzi midei libam shel tzedukim. Because remember, we were derish the posik of ish tahor to mean that, well, if the Torah has to say he's tahor, then he's obviously tamei. Which means that he's an ish tahor to the extent that he was tevel in a mikveh, but he's not tahor completely. And nonetheless, the Torah says that that's perfectly okay. So in that event, once you would go to the mikveh, l'shem chatas, then you'd be a tfu yom. So then even though you would be tamei for truma and for kodesh, you would be tahor l'chatas. So this is the one place where we have a complete inversion of the normal way in which we look at the milas of the chatas, where the milas of the chatas were all made gufa because of this din. But this underlying din is such a fundamental kula in chatas that we made all of the ma'alot to offset the possibility that people would therefore be mezalzel in chatas because the Torah allowed a tful yom. So it's a very curious interrelationship in which the kula itself ended up becoming the chumra derabana because of the tzedukim. The chli reikam, no, sorry, and now an ezov, which was, I mean, at least it was mukshel kabel tumah, so it had gotten wet after it was picked. This is the ezov that you were going to use in order to sprinkle the chatas, the mechatas. So the ezov, if it was mukshel kabel tumah, or the mayim, which did not as yet get the efer hapara in them, so they're not mekudashim, the kli reikam, or we have an empty container that we made sure was tahor for the chatas. So we made it, we put it into a mikveh, made sure that it was tahor, al das to use it for the paras chatas. All of those things are going to become tamei if they come in contact with this person, either b'maga or b'masa. So that it's possible to be metamei then, because of the chumrah, even b'masa, on anything that it was required, biasmayim, even though it was only drabanan. The Chachomim say, no. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. The Chachomim say, the maga, avolo, the masa. So all of the halachas of here of the chumra legabichatas, that we will be metame, even things that are tahor, that's only said betumas maga. It's not said betumas masa. If we were talking about the actual efer hachatas, or we were talking about the ezov that's going to, mechatas that's going to become used for the efer, that yes is metame b'maga u'b'masa. But these latter things are only metame b'maga according to Chachamim, and not b'masa. Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Zion. No, you know what? I'm going to wait for tomorrow for that because it's a completely new sugya. But that doesn't mean we ended the sugya. We interrupt the sugya of Tumah to tell me the dinim of the Ezov because of the fact that we listed the halacha of the Ezov HaMukhshar in the dinim of Tumah. So now we're going to tell you all of the dinim of the Ezov, but we're going to go back to talking about the klolim of the Tumah. So before we go through this rather lengthy interruption, we'll interrupt here and Bezos Hashem come back tomorrow. Okay, take care everyone. Besorot tovot, yeshuot, v'nechamot.